AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Canadian evacuees are heading home after a wildfire evacuation order ended. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Residents in the western Canadian city of Fort Nelson, British Columbia, were given permission to return home after more than 4,700 people were evacuated for more than 2 weeks due to wildfires. They were forced to leave their homes on May 10th when strong winds pushed the Parker Lake wildfire within a few miles of the town. The Wildfire Service says that rain over the weekend helped firefighters and that the 47-square-mile fire was not expected to grow. The blaze has not been extinguished, however, and the service says it expects parts of the fire to continue burning into the fall. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on Ukraine's appeal for air defense systems in its war with Russia.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has secured from Spain a pledge of additional air defense missiles to help in its fight against Russia. Zelensky says Russia launches about 3,000 bombs every month at Ukraine in the third year of the war. Ukraine still urgently needs another 7 U.S.-made Patriot air defense systems to stop Russia from hitting key targets. Weekend Russian aerial bombs hit a construction supply store and a mall in the city of Kharkiv, causing extensive damage and blazes that had to be battled. There were dozens of casualties and injuries. I'm Norman Hall.
Bill Walton, Hall of Fame player who became a star broadcaster and had a prolonged fight with cancer, has died at 71. Indiana Pacers coach Rick Carlisle says his friend and former Celtics teammate Walton was a one-of-a-kind person.
He was involved in so many events in pop culture, in sports. You know, he played drums for the Grateful Dead in the pyramids in Egypt.
This is AP News. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that a tragic mistake was made in an Israeli strike in the southern Gaza city of Rafah that set fire to a camp housing displaced Palestinians, killing at least 45 people. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports on record travel at airports.
A record number of airline travelers were screened Friday ahead of Memorial Day. TSA says more than 2.9 million travelers were screened at U.S. airports, surpassing a previous mark set last year on the Sunday after Thanksgiving. The busiest airport, with just over 104.5 million passengers, was in Atlanta. That's according to Airports Council International, which expects a very busy summer. Their trade group estimates that 271 million travelers will fly between June 1st and August 31st. That would break the record of 255 million set last summer.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.